재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵! 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간. Headline Korean. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we take a look at our 기사 제목 for today. 올 가을 침수 중고차 주의보, 침수차 구별하기 네 가지 요령인데요. This fall, you have to look out for flooded used cars. Here's four tips to distinguish them. 함께 들어보죠.
Seoul 강남과 수도권 등에 집중된 기록적 폭우로 1만여 대에 가까운 침수차가 발생한 가운데 올가을 중고차 시장의 침수차가 대거 유통될 수 있다는 우려가 커지고 있습니다. 손해액은 지난 20년간 역대 최고치입니다. 이번에는 집중호우 기간이 짧았음에도 폭우가 외제차들이 상대적으로 많은 서울 강남과 수도권 일대에 집중돼 역대급 손해 규모를 기록했습니다. 외제차 수천여 대를 포함해 1만여 건에 가까운 침수차가 대거 발생하자 중고차 시장에는 침수차 주의보가 발령됐습니다. 침수차를 찾아내는 가장 쉬운 방법은 보험개발원에서 운영하는 카이스토리 서비스를 이용한 것입니다. 침수 차량 조회 메뉴를 통해 차량 번호만 입력하면 무료로 침수 여부를 알 수 있습니다. 무엇보다 중고차 구매 시 개인 간 거래를 피하는 것이 가장 중요합니다. 정식 중고 자동차 매매 딜러에게 구입할 경우 침수 사실을 허위로 고지한 후 침수 사실이 밝혀지면 자동차 관리법에 따라 100% 환불받을 수 있습니다. 차량 내부를 꼼꼼히 확인하는 것도 침수차 판별에 도움을 줍니다. 퓨즈박스에 흙먼지가 쌓이거나 부식됐는지의 여부도 필수 점검 사항입니다. 무엇보다 안전벨트를 끝까지 끌어당겼을 때 진흙과 물때 흔적이 있다면 침수차일 가능성이 높습니다.
Interesting news. We have seen historic rainfall during the past couple weeks here in Korea. And so that means we had a lot of flooded apartments, flooded streets, which also resulted in, well, damaged cars. So look out for these tips as to not to be fooled when purchasing a used car. But before we take a look into the article some more, let's take a look at some key terms and expressions, starting with the title, 주의보. So 주의보 is a warning or an advisory. So if you watch the news or the weather channel, they'll tell you to watch out for certain topics or certain weather reports. 주의보, once again, an advisory. 요령, 네 가지 요령이라고 하는데요. It means a know-how. It's a tip, right? Knowledge based on experience, so to say. So it could be translated into tricks, but it's not necessarily like cheating type of trick. Four tricks to distinguish which car is better than the other. It's kind of like tips. It's not any unethical way, but just to gain better knowledge or better grounds on some topic. So 대거 is an interesting term. Large amount. It's not a dagger, meaning short sword, but a word referring to the amount. It doesn't specify the exact amount in the context, but when you abstractly say that something is a large amount, we say it's 대거. 역대급 is another similar term as well. It's unprecedented. Usually when we're talking to the best or the greatest or the biggest, you know, throughout history, at a level where it can be referred to as one of the best sometimes as well. 발령되다 means to be issued. So when used for jobs or posts, it means to appoint or assign someone to a certain job. So when warnings or orders have been 발령d, has been issued, it's used to mean an issue rather than being appointed or assigned. 여부 is truth or dare, success or failure. Does it exist or not? Now, most things in this world can be divided into two sides, right? Black or white, yes and no and such. Although this isn't quite right when we talk about humans or ethical manners, however, it surely is true when you talk about things being broken or not. So 여부 is the state referring which side it belongs to. Is it here or there? 허위 is false, deceptive, misleading. 허위 contains more characteristics of something being purposely lied to. So sellers knew something was wrong, but, you know, purposely lied and pretended it not to be so. So if they didn't know either, it wouldn't be called 허위. It would just be a mistake, right? So 허위 means deceptive. 고지 is a notice to inform. You know, Chinese characters translations means to tell, to acknowledge. 고지. 판별 is to distinguish or judge, to know the differences in options, discriminate the differences between something from the other. 부식 is corrosion, chemical reaction occurring to metal materials. So let's put these all together and take a look at our full English translation. Amid record-breaking rainfall concentrated in Gangnam and the Seoul metropolitan area, nearly 10,000 flooded cars have occurred, and concerns are growing that a large number of flooded cars could be distributed in the used car market this fall. The amount of damage is the highest ever in the last 20 years. This time, despite the short period of torrential rain, heavy rain were concentrated in Gangnam and the metropolitan area of Seoul, where there were relatively many foreign cars, recording an all-time high loss. As nearly 10,000 flooded cars, including thousands of foreign cars and luxury cars, were reported, a flooded vehicle warning was issued in the used car market. The easiest way to find submerged cars is to use the Car History Service operated by the Korea Insurance Development Institute. If you enter the vehicle number through the flooded vehicle inquiry menu, you can find out if it was flooded for free of charge. Above all, it is most important to avoid transactions between individuals when purchasing used cars. If you purchase it from a certified used car dealer, you can get a 100% refund under the Automobile Management Act if they falsely notify you of the flooding and find out it has been flooded. Checking the inside of the vehicle carefully also helps determine if the car was submerged or not. It also is essential to check whether dust accumulated or corroded in the fuse box. And again, if there are signs of mud and water when the seatbelt is pulled to the end, it is likely to have been a submerged car. Well, keep that in mind. If you are in the used car market, stay safe as you won't be, or stay safe in order not to be fooled. Here, I'll leave you guys with a quick song. Here is Incredible, Tableau, Jinu Sean, Oppa Cha. Oppa Cha, 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 Oppa